everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on another lovely Tuesday evening. Of course, as of last week, we were not here because there was some, let's just say, some issues, family issues we were dealing with, but we're back with episode 301. Super exciting. Kind of a small crew tonight. That's because the rest of the guys are losers. I'm just kidding. But we welcome you guys to another edition of the Nerd Watch. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, including what's the latest in nerd culture news. Also, if you could do us all a pretty big favor, at the bottom ticker tape there, you're going to see all our social medias from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram and to Twitch. That's where you can hook us up. Like us if you enjoy the show. Like us at those Nerd Watch handles there, and let us know what you guys think. Of course, before I get started, it is time for me to introduce my crew. He is the producer seducer. He is the man who has a very bright blue light on his left ear, and he enjoys making Legos with his hands. So good for him. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the man we call Kai Kai. How's it going, Kai?
Never consented to anything you ever said.
I'm sure you don't. Oh, by the way, just in case you don't know, he's a huge anime fan. But as we all know, anime is really, really overrated. Also, joining us this evening, he is our Man in Black. He is also the man who is the master of card tricks. And he is also our gaming guru. Ladies and gentlemen, say what's up to Format. How's it going, Format? You know what I should do? I should unmute you first. There you go. How's it going, Format?
Yeah, huh?
Ah, there it is.
Got a brand new mic and everything.
I know. Brand new microphone. You're looking all dapper there, and your lovely bowl of frozen grapes, which are always are always a pleasure. Those are pleasurable. Right, nice. I love those. Anyway,
since we pointed out the mic, just wanted to give a quick shout out to my friend Derek Novi, who hooked it up and made the audio quality all the more better.
Yes, sir. You, sir, are a gentleman and a scholar, and we thank you for your contribution to the gaming guru.
Thanks, D.
Format, you're the man. As you can tell, it's just the three of us. Todd may be coming in later because, of course, as you know, he's in school.
He has school.
He's got school. Also, and just in case you don't, good for him. I like the fact that he's improving himself. What a good guy. Also,
it's about time, really.
It really is about time. Now, of course, Alika's not here because he's celebrating his son's birthday. So, happy birthday to whichever son is actually having a birthday. So happy birthday to...
Happy birthday, sir and or madam.
That's right. Yes, so happy birthday. Once again, like I said, you can check us out on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. Our Facebook handle, of course, is facebook.com/nerdwatch. Our Twitter handle is at nerdwatchnation. Of course, our YouTube is at @_nerdwatch. Nerdwatchnation. And then Twitch is nerdwatch808. So Twitch is at nerdwatch808. Smash those like buttons. Just touch them for us and make them change into a different color. That's all we need you to do. And to follow us and like us. And if you like us, tell your friends about it. Yeah.
Follow us.
It's correct.
Stalk us, really.
Yeah, really. Seriously, stalk us.
Treat us to lunch.
Yeah, no comic book list this week. Treat us to lunch. Hey, you got some cool stuff out of this already. You got yourself a nice little mic, so whatever, bro.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
That was from the WoW community. That didn't come from
Nerdwatch. Oh, I see. Okay, that's right. When you're a top-tier player like yourself, you know, you just get free stuff in the mail, I guess. Sheesh.
Oh, God.
I don't mean to brag or boast, but...
I got it. You don't have to say.
The Bards will do it for me, and with music.
You don't have to tell us anything. Next week we will be getting the latest in comic books because Alika will be back, I hope. But of course, lots of other
comic book lists. That's so easy. Future State.
It's true.
Batman,
it's true.
Superman, probably a Spider-Man.
It's true. It's true.
You know,
yeah.
There's probably a Wakanda thing in there too, just because, you know, the movies
sure
around the
is.
Corner.
Yeah, movie is
around
the corner.
And Avengers. And I mean, there's indie comics, but nobody reads those, yeah, so no. That's fine.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But, just
yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
that's your comic book list.
Thank you. Thank you,
so
Alika.
Go to Maui Comics and pick them all up.
Yeah, appreciate it, Alika.
So Alika will be absolutely confused.
Just to let you know, Format does have a list of some nerd culture news we want to hit on tonight. But before we get into that, of course, the biggest news was at the very tail end of last week. Here in Hawaii, there was a huge release because we got an opportunity to see Hawaii on display on Netflix.
Oh, I thought you were like newbies.
No.
This is stupid.
This is normally the music of introduction, intro music to Todd Bernardi. But of course, we want to let you know that this past week came out Fighting Ohana! We do have a quick review of that. We'll get more people on that review later on. But Format, you had an opportunity to see this, didn't you?
I did.
And what was your take?
Man. All right. I mean, it's... I don't know if anybody was expecting, like, Oscar-worthy performances. But it was okay. I thought it was great.
Interesting.
It very much felt every bit the Goonies film that we thought it was going to be.
What did you think of the local cast, as it were? What did you think?
Most of them are great. I don't know why Branscombe just like felt so out of place.
You know why? It felt like he was the most local of the locals. You know what I mean? It's just so weird.
But like he was, it was like he was overcompensating for how local he could get.
Yeah, it's true.
How much?
And it was kind of jarring.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Next to, you know, these regular locals. And then here comes, you know, Uncle from the Valley.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I'm sure you
didn't like it. And let me tell you why. It had nothing to do with the actors because I thought the actors were good.
Please.
I thought Branscombe was actually mm-hmm. Branscombe was very good. I like the girl. I like Hana. I wasn't impressed with Ione. But overall, I will say this. My favorite part in the movie had nothing to do with the adventure. It had to do with Branscombe with his granddaughter on the beach, looking at her straight in the eye, pointing to his veins and going, "You get the coco." That was my favorite part.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus. That was the best part of the movie.
Watch it.
That was the best part of the movie. Freaking awesome.
Now I have to watch.
Yeah. It was freaking great. Big shout out to Angie, who's in the chat. Angie, I didn't get to watch it. I'm not going to spoil anything at all about this movie. So big shout out to Angie, who's watching. I'm not going to spoil it, but I will say this.
I'm not going
to
spoil it.
I will say that I was disappointed greatly in the fact that I wanted to like it more. There were things in the film to me that are still that are nonsensical. Like, number one, one of the most nonsensical issues that I had was Kelly Hu the daughter of Branscombe's character, or was Kelly, whose husband, the son of Branscombe? Don't know yet. I still have no idea.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, they didn't really... I don't know if it's necessary to move the plot, though.
No, you're right. It's not.
You get from A to B, you know, without the info.
You do. I think...
If you're nitpicking like that, then...
Well...
You know, maybe it's not as bad as you think it is.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me pick some more. I thought Kelly Hu was miscast.
Be careful about the spoilers.
I know, I'm not. I thought Kelly Hu was miscast. I think they should have picked somebody else other than Kelly Hu. Matter of fact, I think Tia Carrere would have been a better choice than Kelly Hu. No offense to Kelly Hu by any stretch, but I just think Kelly Hu would have been better.
Tia Carrere.
Tia Carrere would have been much better. Now, my biggest issue was that like I said, I'm not spoiling anything. I thought the ending was not good at all, or the finale of the film did not hit me the way it was supposed to. And I think my biggest
that felt a little like it was too telegraphed.
Yeah.
Like, you could see it coming from a mile away, and you were like hoping that it might be different, and then it's exactly what you think it is,
And what's funny is when you're thinking about it, it's worse than you think it is, in my opinion. So, I mean, I guess the biggest failing of this movie was the fact that it was too long. The movie should have been 90 minutes. They could have easily cut out.
That's fair.
They could have easily cut out a half an hour of that movie, and it would have been fine. They should have focused more on the adventure and less about trying to imitate what freaking Ant-Man did with Michael Pena. Catch what I'm saying? They should have focused more on the, because what I was interested in was the kid's adventure. That's what I was interested in. And they didn't focus enough on that.
I thought it would have been a lot better if we got to see more of the locales.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, a lot of the local locations that they were shooting in, I think that would have been really great.
I'm assuming it was a budget issue is what I'm guessing. Taking a wild guess at that.
I don't see how they're already in Hawaii.
I think my favorite, the only other thing I have.
Handicap down the street.
This is the other thing about Ione that I had a problem with, okay? Here's a kid who's very upset that he's back, you know, in Hawaii, right? And he asks his mother where the nearest Best Buy is. It's like, brah, you're not in the boonies, boo. Did you not, when you flew into the international airport, did you not see the freaking buildings that were there? You're on the other side of the island, brah. So, I mean, you obviously know there's a city that's waiting to be explored if you took the time to look. That I know, you know, you're at Papa's house. I get that, but those are things that took me out of it.
I love all the fact that you enjoy every pigeon language you have under your belt right now.
It Ron Catta, guys, in the house. Big shout out to Ron. He said, you almost made me leave when you said Kelly Hu should not have been in there, but you brought me back by replacing her with Tia Carrere. 100%. Tia Carrere, what I think she would have been a better pick.
I can see it. I think Kelly did fine, but I can see. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, I think Tia kind of has more of like an anchor in Hawaii.
Local, she's got the local cred. I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. Other than that, I'm not trying to bash on the movie or anything like that. I just didn't think it was that great.
Totally bashing.
I know. I didn't think it was that good. Unfortunately, I think that movie could have been much better if it was 30 minutes shorter. I think it would have been much better if it focused more on the kids. And by the way, it was very underhandedly racist because the Howley boy, his name was Casper. Okay? So I know. Hey, we
maybe that's his name.
I know. Follow that.
Come on, Casper. Come on. You know what that is? That's called for a Howley.
Park's name token. Yeah. Come on, dude. Maybe that's his name.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I really liked the girl, and I really liked the girl who played Hannah. I thought she was good as well. So, you know, like I said, I know
this. Also, whenever you talk local, like all your syllables are short.
That's right. You know what's up. But yeah, I gotta say that finding Ohana is a.
It's jarring, isn't it?
It's something. It's a movie that people that from the islands could probably gravitate to by. They really have.
There's so much people. There's so many people, especially people that have moved to the mainland, that are like, oh my God, I miss home.
Yeah, yeah. Joel in the chat says, Tia Carrere having a teenage boy is more believable than Kelly Hu. I agree. I think they put too much white hair on Kelly Hu, to be honest with you. I thought that was a little much, but whatever.
Yeah, it felt like why does she, like, why are they trying to age her up so much?
Yeah, yeah, like, what, did she Kelly have Hu. To? Yeah, it's Kelly Hu. Come on, give me a break. Overall, though, I mean, like I said, I didn't like it. But then again, once again, I don't think it was meant for adults anyway. The story definitely overall. Wasn't meant for you. Yeah, the story overall was incomprehensible to me.
You know,
there was a good foundation in the first half.
Bloodline.
There was a very good foundation, but I think they missed the boat when it came to looking for the treasure, what the origin of the treasure was, and why the Hawaiians would care.
I agree. I think they should have really focused heavily on the kids and what the kids were up to,
right?
Instead of always going back to the parents. It's like, why do we care what they're doing?
Right, right, right.
What they're doing.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing, is that that's what made the Goonies so good, because the heroes of the story were the kids. And I really feel like we were trying to do a family story and kind of make everybody look good.
Can you imagine if Goonies was like that?
Yeah.
Where they would follow the kids, like, you know, underground and everything.
Yeah.
And then
cut to
do a cut to the parents worrying about making rent. I was like, what?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, the adventure is this. And then
maybe like a star wipe to the kids at the fountain.
I also, Ron says he only watched it to see Hawaii. Well, Ron, just to let you know, Maui misses you, my friend. So just to let you know.
Yes.
But I will say this.
That's the only reason why he watches the show.
I know. I will say that there's
to see Maui every Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. There's a criticism that I didn't make that I actually kind of agree with. What? There was a criticism that was there was no antagonist. There were no fratellis, as it were. Okay. And I could see that there being no antagonists for the kids. So, I mean, but I guess unfortunately it wasn't set up that way. But what made it fun was that the kids were being chased and they had to go further into the caves. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I get that. And like I said, we don't want to say this was cool. Yeah, it would have been cool, but like I said, we're not trying to equate this to the Goonies, because that's not what this is. It is something a little different for sure. This movie should have been, its biggest failing was it should have been 90 minutes long, not 2 hours and 3 minutes. I thought Branscombe was great. I thought, to be honest with you, I'm going to throw Branscombe a compliment because I know the guy. I think Branscombe acted circles around Kelly Hu. Absolutely, 100%. So Branscombe was great. I thought he was fantastic in the movie. Yeah, I liked it.
I mean, I guess that's great, but the kids act in circles around him. So
yeah, it's true. That's also true as well. So good on them. I'm assuming it hitting number two right now on the Netflix top 10 is a great thing. Hoping, I'm guessing that if anything, this may get a Netflix sequel.
That's all homesick.
Yeah.
That's all homesick locals.
That is a bunch of homesick locals. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say this. Like I said, if you are a homesick local, check it out. I think you'll enjoy it.
I'll just come on.
Or just stay where you are and just watch the movie. Right. It's a lot cheaper.
Stay where you are.
Stay where you are. Problems. Okay. We got enough problems over here as it is. Okay. So
don't bring that home.
Local, stay home.
Come home.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. 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 Stay. Stay. Stay.
Don't go. Nah. 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 Nah.
Anyway, moving on from Finding Ohana, check it out right now. It is on Netflix, I think you may get a kick out of it, especially if you were homesick, for sure. Format. A lot of news came out this last week. Then, and of course, last week we didn't have a show, so there's a lot of news that we missed. I wanted to talk about WandaVision, but I think I'm going to save that for when everybody's on, so we can, because I know everybody's going to want to talk about that, especially where it's heading now. So,
where do you think it's heading?
Well, like I said, I'm not going to get into it, but we were going to talk about it. But I do know that once the rest of the guys come back, I do know that they want to talk about it. But there was some interesting news.
Man, that sucks.
What, you wanted to talk about it?
Come back. I'm going to want to talk about it, and they're just going to shout over me. I can't talk about it anyway.
Oh,
let the man.
But by the way, Joel says, if you're a homesick local, watch the movie and eat spam musubi. That's very true. I agree.
That's pretty good, Joel.
That's 100%. Well, listen, okay, format. If you really want to talk about it, okay.
You know, we're gonna wait for those guys who are gonna ruin the show with their.
We have to wait for Todd.
Well, I think they're interested, and I think it's gonna be a good talk. We can spend some time on it. Format, you were mentioning some of the bullet points that you had. Which were the couple that you wanted to hit first?
Nothing too detailed. Just a few notes that I took along the way throughout the week. No Time to Die got pushed back for reshoots
again.
Oh my gosh. I'm not entirely sure why they should claim they're making a movie at this point.
It's so funny that I thought this thing. Can you imagine if this thing was ready to go before COVID hit? And they're gonna. And can you imagine how bad it was? And no, that's what I'm saying. Like, can you imagine if they did do that and it got released? If they're doing reshoots this late, can you imagine how bad this movie is? That's really strange.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm ready for a new Bond. That's my thing. I'm just ready for a new Bond. I think Daniel Craig's sad sack of a James Bond that's always depressed, never is fun to watch anymore because he's so down in the dumps about a chick. It just bothers the heck out of me.
The only time that he's like truly Bond is the first like half an hour of his first movie.
No, it's true.
All downhill from there.
I agree. It's funny because his best movie for me was Skyfall, and that seemed like he was having a little more fun, but you're right. It just seems like he's always down in the dumps, man. He's never having a good time. You know,
I better break into this six pack of Heineken.
Gotta pretend that I'm dead. It's like, okay.
You know, okay. like James Bond would drink.
Right. Heineken. Give me a break.
Delicious.
Oh, my gosh. So that's interesting that they're doing reshoots now. That has been pushed back till the end of the end of 2021. November, I believe, is the case. Speaking of that. No Time to Die. Terrible name.
No time to make a movie.
That's right. No time to make a movie. Hey, Dr. Jones, No Time for Love. So that's going to be the next one. That's going to be the next Bond film.
I hope so.
But I tell you what, in contrast to that, Paramount Pictures is saying that Top Gun Maverick is not being postponed any later. If I could put money on that right now, I think I would win because I think it's going to get pushed back. That's my feeling.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
New technology will come out. Tom Cruise will be like, I slipped on a banana today and I want to put that in the movie.
I'm telling you, man. He's shooting Mission Impossible 7 right now or 8 or whatever it is. But they're saying that Paramount is not pushing back Top Gun Maverick. It is staying in its summer slot position as of now. I am highly doubtful of that.
I wonder what version of Ethan Hunt's hairdo we're going to get with this new movie. We're going to get the close.
I can only hope.
We're going to get the bushy, shaggy hair. We're going to get the...
I'm hoping for the mop top from Mission Impossible 2. That's the one I'm hoping for. That's the one I like. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the one I want.
John Woo hair.
Uh-huh, absolutely. Matter of fact, I think John Woo should come back and direct another one. That's how good Mission Impossible 2 is. Oh, yeah.
Dumbs everywhere.
So, Joel in the chat brings up a very interesting question. When will Black Widow be released? Well, ironically enough, Black Widow has also been delayed yet again. Not for reshoots, but it's been delayed one more time. Don't know when that's coming out. It looks like it's got
Tom Banana and he wants to put a scene in Black Widow.
Looks like that film, Black Widow, is being pushed till the summer of 2021 still. I think it was a big mistake for them to do that. It was a big mistake because they could have competed with Wonder Woman and probably won. Yeah, and it's a shame.
It wasn't really that hard.
Yeah, and I tell you what, they would have won, in my opinion. I'm only speculating because I haven't seen the movie yet, but I think they had their opportunity to trounce Wonder Woman, but they decided to wait because they wanted to make the box office on Black Widow. I think if there's any character in the Marvel Universe that you could take a bet on Disney Plus, it would be Black Widow. Sure, I get Iron Man or Thor or Incredible Hulk. I get that those are mainstays, but you got Black Widow, who is a character that we could actually learn more about, and people could attach themselves to.
You just stop the sentence right there.
What's that?
We've got Black Widow, who's a character.
Who's a character we could learn more about and become connected to, because we're sitting at home and we could actually get to connect with her and get her story and be more involved with her in that respect. So, well, we'll see. But yeah, it's been delayed until it looks like at least May of 2021. We do know that. Format, what else was on that list that you had, sir?
More reshoots.
No reshoots.
That's the theme of this episode.
No, please, God. Reshoots. No reshoots. What else we got going on?
Finding Ohana got pushed back.
No, reshoots. It didn't. You're such a liar.
We're going to do more local shots of local locales.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Some interesting news. Well, on the sequel front, Tomb Raider and Cloverfield look like they're gunning for sequels for those two.
I did know about Tomb Raider, and I did know that Alicia Vikander was going to come back for that. I think it's good. There's a lot of story to be told from that perspective. Yeah.
I hope she's got, two guns.
Yeah, I hope she does, too.
And maybe a French braid.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. I think it's getting
over all that running through the dirt.
I think it's a possibility that this could be a fun sequel, because the first one I think was a lot of fun. I think a lot of people kind of
I thought it was fine.
I thought it was good.
It was just one of those. If you played the game, you already played the movie.
No, right, exactly. If you played the game, you know what the movie is. Yeah, it's 100% right. And then along with that, like you said, the other film that you were talking about was which one?
Cloverfield.
I think
they're trying to bank off of the whole Godzilla King Kong thing.
I think so too. And of course, with all the media surrounding Godzilla versus King Kong right now, or Kong, which coming out next month, I think is a big coup for HBO Max, because this movie, I tell you what, Kong does look good. Kong versus Godzilla does look good, and I tell you what, if the Cloverfield Paradox, which is the last movie we got that was on Netflix, if they can do a better movie than that for the Cloverfield saga, I think that'd be great too. I'm a fan of Cloverfield, especially 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is one of my favorites. I love that movie. Excellent. Very good. So Cloverfield, I'm curious as to where it's going to go. I'm guessing it's still with Bad Robot and Paramount, and I'm guessing that J.J. Abrams will be involved, producing, of course, not directing by any stretch. So I think adding to the Cloverfield universe would be a smart idea. We'll just see how long it's going to take them to get this movie out. I mean, it seems like Hollywood is kind of at a standstill. You know how they used to release movies at such a breakneck pace. They used to churn them out like at a breakneck pace. Now all of a sudden, it seems like the longer this pandemic goes on, the further these movies get pushed back, and the further the movies from 2020 get pushed back, and so all the other projects get pushed back to 2022, 2023, 2024. Yeah, exactly. So it just gets pushed back further and further. But yeah, I would definitely love to see a Tomb Raider sequel, and I'd love to see a Cloverfield sequel, regardless, because I think Cloverfield's a lot. There's a lot there to mine out of those, out of that legacy and mythos of Cloverfield. What else you got on that film?
Join us next week when we tell you that those two movies got pushed back for reshoots.
Reshoots, yeah. And they haven't even shot yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Amazing. It's amazing. What, Hollywood. What else you got on that list, Format?
In interesting news, Clooney wants to play Buck Rogers.
I will only go along with George Clooney being Buck Rogers if Aaron Gray can return as his sidekick and love interest. Only way. Oh yeah. That'd be so awesome.
Not Kelly Who?
No, absolutely not. I would like to know who would play Twiggy.
I'm too young for this.
The guy from Happy Days?
That guy from Happy Days, maybe. Twiggy's the robot. Kai, Twiggy's the robot.
You're a Twiggy.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely not. But I think
you kind of look like a Twiggy.
I think Buck Rogers would be a fun sci-fi adventure film that George Clooney could probably sink his teeth into.
It just seems interesting that like this movie that nobody asked for is like he really wants.
Tomorrowland all over again.
Right? Like, did he not learn his lesson from Tomorrowland?
It feels like Tomorrowland from what I looked up.
No, I think you're right. Joel in the chat says, and maybe this is a good pick because we think Nathan Fillion's good for everything. Nathan Fillion is Buck Rogers. How about that?
No, I'm in. I'm in, totally.
Nathan Fillion could be in anything. That's how good he is.
And Clooney as his sidekick. As the Aaron Gray, yeah, dude, right. That works.
Clooney could be Nathan Fillion's love interest.
There you go. There you go.
We get all the diversity points on this one.
Oh, for sure. Oh, 100%. 100% diversity points all the way. I think Buck Rogers would be a fun sci-fi adventure to really take advantage of. I would like to see George Clooney be Buck Rogers. That'd be fun. And
I think so too.
I think it might resonate for younger audiences that don't know because, number one, you know, Buck Rogers is a mythos that I don't think anybody's really too precious about and that you could have fun with. So,
and I don't think anybody knows anything about.
That's what I mean. Buck yeah.
There's no, the last person that cared about Buck Rogers is probably, you know,
buried. What the heck was his name? Steven Gerrard, I think his name was, the main actor. I think that was his name. Yeah. Was it Steve? Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Buck Rogers, Adventures in the 25th Century would be freaking great.
Apparently they'd have to push that century back.
Right.
You know, for reshoots.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Gil Gerard. That's his name. Totally forgot. Gil Gerard. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Gerardo.
If you've never seen any Buck Rogers, you can actually watch some episodes of Buck Rogers on Daily Motion. Ron Katagai says BB-8 should play Twiggy, or Twiggy. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, for sure. No, I think wouldn't you have to have a mop headed blonde wig for the robot? Didn't Twiggy have that? I think. I don't know. I can't remember. But I'm pretty sure he did.
I don't know if it was hair, though. It was just a big arrow-shaped helmet.
Yeah, it was. maybe you're right. Maybe it was. Maybe just a big arrow-shaped helmet. You're absolutely right. That could be a lot of fun. If, like I said, go to Daily Motion if you've never seen an episode of Buck Rogers. They have a few episodes on the Daily Motion. Just type in Buck Rogers.
It's fun. It's fun sci-fi. It's cheesy.
It's cheesy, fun sci-fi on par with the original. I think it's more fun than the original Battlestar Galactica. Actually,
it's American Tokusatsu.
Yeah, there. Yes. good example. Oh, for sure. So I should watch that. Absolutely. Maybe you should take a look at it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you should.
You should only watch it and be like, wow.
Yeah, you'd actually kind of like it, I think. Format, what else you got on that list, sir?
The only other thing I had to touch on was that apparently Jared Leto thinks he's a vampire.
According how exactly?
To an interview, according to an interview with him in regards to the Morbius movie that he's filming,
right?
He said that he's never played a role that was so much like his own real life.
Wow! Really?
So apparently.
So if we ever met Jared,
that's the problem with all these method guys.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. That's one of the biggest problems with all these method guys. So yeah, you're 100% correct. Now speaking of Jared Leto was also in the news courtesy of Zack Snyder, because as we all know, Zack Snyder will be bringing back Jared Leto as the Joker in his new Justice League Snyder Cut, which, by the way, has a release date of March 18th, 2021.
Oh, right. That's right. There's a release date.
There is a release date. And Zack Snyder decided
to join us next week's show when we tell you that release date got pushed back for reshoots.
No. Just to show you, Zack Snyder shared on his social media, a picture of what the man himself will look like, and that's it right there. If you're looking,
that looks a little bit like Heath Ledger.
It does a little bit, but that was the photo that he teased.
I don't know. He looks kind of like two dimension.
Well, I think that's because of the camera shot.
Is it gonna be like a cardboard cutout that walks on screen and is like ha ha ha?
You know, I don't know, but I mean, I will say this is the most provocative that the Joker, the Jared Leto's Joker, has ever looked. I think he looks really good with the long hair and it looks like that the actual.
Oh, is that him in the back?
That's, yep.
Yeah. I thought that was Zack Snyder holding up a picture of the Joker. This is what Jared Leto's going to look like.
Negative. That's not the case at all. So that's Jared Leto in the back.
Who this man?
So that's really good. It's a really cool shot, and I think that actually might be a little something to look forward to.
I really hope the tattoos are still there.
Yeah, maybe.
How will I know he's damaged?
Yeah, God forbid. God forbid if that were the case.
How will I know he's funny if it doesn't tell me to ha-ha?
Right? So, yeah, so we are going to see Joker, and that is just a little teaser shot of what he's going to look like for the new Joker, or excuse me, the new Justice League film coming out March 18th, exclusively on HBO Max. Speaking of HBO Max,
I'm going to die with laughter when it's not great. After all this time,
that's what everybody's saying.
This jockeying for a position, after all of this. Reshoots after reshoots and essentially rebuilding the movie after it, you know, already got scrapped and taken out of his hands.
Right.
Going off of fan feedback off of the terrible one that got released. He got to make a brand new movie.
Yeah, he did.
Like no one gets a second shot like that.
So it better be.
I'm half expecting it to bomb. Like when it comes out, it's gonna be bad.
Listen, we got to see if it delivers, baby.
Everybody's expectations are so amped up right now.
It's true.
There's nothing to watch.
Anything he gives us is not gonna be great.
Yeah,
I can already tell.
Yeah, I tell you, it's not. I will say that I agree with you that it's not going to meet expectation as far as the hype that's surrounding it. I think you're absolutely right about that. You can bank on that.
I'm already worried when Leto's Joker looks closer to Heath.
Right.
From a blurry picture, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
trying to recapture.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah,
you had your chance. You screwed it up.
Yeah.
Well, I think the loss of his child took him off the project, and then they replaced him with Joss Whedon, and that kind of messed with him. So he wanted to do his version of the film, which I admire because he's a filmmaker.
I get the circumstances that, you know, gave him the ability to do this.
Right.
All I'm saying is that there's so much expectation that's going into this. There's no way he can come across and deliver.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to find out sooner rather than later, because now it's not a series anymore. It is a whole movie now. It's back to being a whole four-hour epic.
Four-hour epic? Oh, yeah, my God.
That's what it's going to be.
We better might as well meet up.
Good thing we can see it at home, yeah, where we can, you know, take bathroom breaks.
Yes.
And
I like to pee.
I want to sit down and watch it with you guys.
I'm just going where I'm sitting.
Speaking of Joss Whedon,
I'll get the couches ready.
Speaking of Joss Whedon, he's got another project in the works. HBO has released the first trailer for the Joss Whedon-created Victorian superhero series, The Nevers. The project has been described as an epic science fiction drama about a gang of Victorian women who find themselves with unusual abilities, relentless enemies, and a mission that might change the world. The story is set in the last years of Queen Victoria's reign. London is beset by the touched people, mostly women, who suddenly manifest abnormal abilities, some charming, some very disturbing. Among them are Amelia True, a mysterious quick-fisted widow, and Penance Adair, a brilliant young inventor. They are the champions of this new underclass, making home for the touched, while fighting the forces of pretty much all the forces to make room for those whom history, as we know it, has no place. Whedon served as the writer, director, executive producer, and showrunner of the series during the first half of production, and then bowed out. HBO replaced Whedon as showrunner with Philippa Goslett, who will also executive produce alongside Whedon. So, yeah, this is rather interesting. So you can actually check out the Nevers trailer on YouTube. It's under the Nevers official teaser trailer for the Nevers, and it's a Victorian era superhero flick or superhero show. So you can check that out if you want to.
Series, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's a series. Yeah, it's a series.
Since Whedon's involved.
Yes, of course, because that's what he does best. That's how he's involved. Check that out, the
Ladies,
Nevers.
Yeah, lady. It's lady heavy, so
yeah.
It's a Whedon thing. I wonder how many times characters are going to fall on each other's boobs.
Well, I don't know. Can Joss do that now? I thought he was canceled.
I don't know. He's making Victorian era superhero shows.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. 100% correct.
So the ones that are accosted by the touched, are they the molested?
How? You are terrible. I am not going to condone that on this show format. That is horrible. Oh my gosh, you're a horrible human being.
No?
Oh, no. No, Format. No, that's terrible.
I'm the only one that drew that alignment.
Oh my gosh, you're terrible, man. Anyway, Format, anything else on that list before I touch on a couple of other issues, speaking of touched?
No, not me. There's, you know, a whole bunch of WandaVision stuff here, but I'm just going to mark those off.
Yeah, mark those off because, you know. We can't talk about
we're
gonna
that. Wait.
We're going to wait.
I mean, you know, the show almost didn't happen because Todd wasn't here.
That's right. Todd wasn't here. So now the show can go on because Todd will be here later on. Other than that, I will say that I have had the opportunity to...
What'd you do?
I had an opportunity to watch... You guys are going to laugh, but I have had my fill of really terrible sitcoms lately. I have watched The Neighborhood starring Cedric the Entertainer, and I've watched another old show called The New Adventures of Old Christine. So
I like that show.
It's cute. The first season was okay. The second season is a lot better than the first season, I think. But I got to tell you, I am consuming a lot of sitcoms because I really like that 22-minute, 23-minute format. you know, and I can be in and out. And I'm
not... was reintroduced to you through WandaVision.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I really like this.
Yeah, that's how shows used to be.
Yeah, that really, that's how shows used to be. How fun these were back in the day. You didn't have to commit too hard. You could miss an episode or two and you'd still be okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I never watched The Neighborhood?
The Neighborhood. It's a brand new one from...
I think that the one where he's a pastor or something like that?
Negative.
Some religious guy?
No, what happens is, in The Neighborhood, it's a CBS show, and it's about Cedric the Entertainer living in a predominantly black neighborhood, and a gentleman by the name... his name is Dave Johnson, who happens to be a white guy, moves his white family into a predominantly black neighborhood. That's what it's about. And let the comedy ensue, huh?
No. But the other show, New Adventures of Old Christine, I like that show. I thought that was great. Colton came from there.
Yeah, Colton did come from there, as a matter of fact. And he's very funny. I tell you, he's a funny guy. Ron Cadigay taking us back a second. Women superhero series created by men? That's right, Ron. By the way, the feminist icon Wonder Woman, also created by a man. So
ultimately, though, I mean, those men came from women, so...
But you see, Format, it still counts because those men that created him still have penises. So they're still men. I think that still counts, doesn't it?
Right, that came from women.
Right, but still, though, I mean, you know, they're still men. So, anyway, we could have a whole
chicken
other...
Chicken in the egg, man. Chicken in the egg.
We could have a bonus discussion on this, like a bonus discussion. Chicken
in the gene.
Right, right. But, yeah, you can, if you want to, check out some really, there's some fun programming to see out there right now. I've been catching up on a lot of sitcoms because, ironically, of WandaVision, so I've been going back and watching all these things.
I saw, like, a bunch of, like, commercials for sitcoms lately, but I can't remember any of them. I wish I wrote them down.
I've been watching, CBS has some of the better ones, I think. I've been watching a show called Be Positive, which is, it's okay. It's about a guy who needs a kidney transplant, and he finds a girl that he takes in to take care of her so that she takes care of herself, so he gets her kidney. It's weird and stupid, and you just forget how really dumb sitcoms are, but they're good because they can always be in the background and you'd be okay with it. So I'm that's where I'm at with these sitcoms.
Are we back in the in like the sitcom cycle where, like,
I don't know, but I would kind of enjoy that.
All of the mothers are dead for some reason.
Or no, it's always either the mom's dead or someone's divorced or, you know, or something to that effect. I mean,
they went as far as to make a show with two dads.
And it was
my two dads.
Oh, by the way, just to let you know, the top 10 in the U.S. today has been updated on Netflix, and Finding Ohana has been relegated to number 4. It's dropping on the charts on the top 10.
Oh, the locals gave up.
That's right. They gave up on it.
Come on, you guys.
Because they know the movie's not that good. No, I'm just kidding. It's not, but still. To be honest, I don't think it was just WandaVision. I think it was Cobra Kai, too. Cobra Kai did the same thing. So So Cobra Kai did the same thing for me.
Good.
And it's just these 25-minute shows. I love being in and out of a show and just being able to turn it on and turn it off as I please. If it's good, I just keep it going, which I've been doing lately. So I have really rediscovered sitcoms, and they are just great for having on in the background if you're busy doing something. And I highly recommend The New Adventures of Old Christine on HBO Max. I highly recommend The Neighborhood, as bad as it is.
Oh, God. Local side to join the chat.
Todd Bernardi, it was fine, you heartless bastard. Todd Bernardi, it's not. It's a shame that you're not on this program.
We touched on it.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It was. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Maybe if you joined the show earlier, you would have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Came to the same conclusion. But no, you jump in at the very end like you normally do and start spouting out the. The Bernardiness.
So from one local to another, or from one local to you, Todd. Pipe down, Holly. Pipe down. Okay?
You need to shut up.
Ron Caddy, I have to refine Ohana. It seems I completely agree. Todd says, be kind, please. Refine Ohana. Pass. I will pass. You can listen to the show. I was not harsh on it. I was but I was fair. Not harsh, but fair. But anyway, just to
he'd
let
know you, that if he was on the show.
I agree 100%, but he's not. So what can I say? He can suck it. Anyway.
He's home though now. Oh, how come he hasn't joined in? I'm not sure.
Well, you know what? It's too bad because we're almost done with the show already. It's ridiculous.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, we're
that's
almost
done. DVDs,
all nothing. No. Hey, listen. Will you pipe the frick down? Because I'm going to get to it right now. As a matter of fact, because
here's Aliko with the DVD list. Oh, no, Aliko.
No,
I guess that's the show then, guys.
That's the show, guys. That's the show. It is February.
Oh,
so
I can't bring up anything.
No, hey,
right. Here's Gannon with the
Everybody, hang the frick on. First of all, we forgot to mention.
Gannon's not here.
We forgot to mention today is Groundhog Day. Woodchuck Chuckers. If you have not had the opportunity to watch Groundhog Day, you're doing yourself a disservice. This is one of the greatest holidays of all time because of the movie Groundhog Day. And ironically enough, this was the movie that tore apart Bill Murray and Harold Ramis for a long time. And they got to reconcile right before before Harold Ramis' death.
I hope Bill, because I'm sure during the filming of Groundhog Day, Bill was just like, why am I repeating these lines? None of this makes sense. This is so stupid, Harold. Why are you making me do this?
Well, no, it's
like,
a fun.
I hope when you finally saw the finished product, he was like, "My friend is a genius."
Well, you know the story goes that Harold Ramis, when filming Groundhog Day, would try and set up the scenes for Bill, and Bill would basically say, "Harold, stop. Is this good Phil or bad Phil?" And that's how he'd play it. So that's how Bill Murray would play it. That's how the story goes.
Phil Connors?
Phil? Ned? Ned the Head? Such a great movie. If you've never seen Groundhog Day, you are missing out on an absolute classic. I am a huge fan of Groundhog Day. One of the best movies ever made, in my humble opinion. Speaking of Groundhog Day, and speaking of the 2nd of February,
there's no Finding Ohana, but
God forbid. It is February 2nd, 2021, and that means
I can't wait for the local version of Groundhog Day.
Yeah,
no OPEs.
Don't do that for the love of God. We already had a Groundhog Day remake by Michael Landon called Happy Death Day. So to be fair,
that's a spooky movie. Nobody watches those.
No, that was a fun movie. I like Happy Death Day. Anyway,
no one watches those but Gannon.
Coming out on the hardest of medias today. First off, on Blu-ray, we've got Small Soldiers from 1998. We also have Mouse Hunt from 1997.
Some of all these toy movies.
I don't know. We also have Ladybug starring Rodney Dangerfield out on Blu-ray today as well.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah. Also,
if you're in the drag.
Also, another one of the best movies ever made, and probably his best movie I think he's ever made on 4K today. Do the Right Thing by Spike Lee is out on 4K today.
You made this movie?
No. I think Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing is fantastic. So that's from 1989, and if you've never seen it, you should. It stars Danny Aiello and Spike Lee and John Turturro, and it is fantastic.
It's some of Rappaport's best work.
It's true. Also out today is the film that Aaron, the master of hard media, goes on and on about, starring Kevin Costner and Diane Lane, called Let Him Go. That is out on Blu-ray today as well.
He goes on and on about it?
Yeah, he loves that movie. He loves it. So Let Him Go, of course, is
where
about...
Where do you think he rates it next to Back to the Future?
I don't know, but it's probably closely up there. It's the film about, of course, Ma and Pa Kent rescuing Clark.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they rescue Clark from the clutches of Ursula.
Clark before Clark becomes the Brightburn kid.
Right. No, well, actually, no, because he gets kidnapped by Ursula from one of the three guys that were in the Phantom Zone in Superman 2. So Ursula kidnaps him and wants to take Clark Kent as a baby. So, yeah, so check it out.
Right, turn him into the Brightburn kid.
Yeah, they want to turn him into one of those. Also on Blu-ray today is a fascinating documentary called The Last Blockbuster. And it is what it sounds like. It is literally the last blockbuster. It's a documentary about the last Blockbuster video.
The Black Widow movie?
Negative.
It's in Alaska.
Yeah.
It was the last one.
I thought the last Blockbuster was in Oregon. Pretty sure it was.
No,
Oregon.
From what I heard, it was Alaska.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Look that up. Look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Yeah, look it up there, Google.
Yeah, look it up there, Google. Also on Blu-ray today is another great film that I think a lot of people don't know about, and that is Shin Godzilla. That came out in 2016. If you've never seen Shin Godzilla, it is a really great movie from Japan. You should check it out. I think they're putting that out to get ready for the sequel of Kong versus Godzilla. So you can check that out. Yeah, I told you it was in Oregon. Yeah, I was right, wasn't I? Huh? Huh? Tell me you're sorry.
I'm not trying to answer this.
What did you look up? Like, I'm curious how you do Google searches, because I literally just typed in the last Blockbuster
store, and I got one that says in Alaska, and apparently now, my one says Alaska.
Yeah, tell me you're sorry. And tell me you never do that again.
It says in March of 2019, the last remaining outside of the store of the United States. Oh, wait. But it says Alaska. It says one would have donated to the last Blockbuster story in Alaska by John Oliver, saying memorabilia. Google's always weird. I'll just chalk that up.
All right, now just tell me you're sorry.
The one I got says Bend, Oregon store became the last Blockbuster location on the planet last spring.
Thank you, Format. Thank you. All right. Never question me again. Location
in Australia closed.
I didn't know they had a Blockbuster in Australia.
Worldwide, man.
Worldwide. That's
and then Netflix came around.
It
and
has to
bullies.
Be worldwide, because that's how you get Wow, What a Difference. Also on Blu-ray today, just a couple other ones because there isn't anything else too exciting. Number one, there is a great film out called Tesla. You can check out this one with Ethan Hawke. And actually...
Are you talking about his cars?
Yeah.
Elon?
You know, about Tesla. No, it's about the actual Nikola Tesla. And there's a great film from Samoa called The Legend of Baron Toa, which you can check out.
What?
Baron,
it's a wrestling thing. You'd dig it.
That's what I heard. That's why I was cool. That's why I was super excited about it. Anyway, Kai, what were you going to say now? What did you have? What releases did you have?
I got a few things. Today was they showed the video release for the Legacy Edition of Mass Effect series from both 1, 2, and 3.
It got announced, so it hasn't been released yet, though, right?
No, just a teaser trailer. They announced it today.
Got it.
for the 4K edition of it.
Hey, hang on, Kai. Ron Kadagai says, speaking of Alaska, The Great North premiering on February 14th. Of course, Ron Kadagai has done tremendous animation work on The Great North. You can see that on Fox and on Hulu, premiering February 14th. So check it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
That's the Ron Swanson.
That's the Ron Swanson cartoon. Yes.
That's well, I guess we're all make sure we're all watching that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, there was announced today by TMS Entertainment that they're picking up the season. No, TMS Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
They're doing the next series of Megaloboxer. So Megaloboxer season 2 Nomad.
Season 2. Apparently he's a drifter now.
Yeah. That one's coming out.
He's a drifter and not like an initial D drifter. He's like homeless.
A nomad.
Why does that sound something I'd be completely disinterested in?
Lots of speed lines.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Lots of speed lines. Count me out.
You love speed lines.
So many. So that's coming out. They announced it for April 2021. So hopefully no pushbacks. And then that's it. I got nothing else besides that. I was looking for Andrew.
If I may, right before we get out of here.
I got glue. Glue?
Wait. We forgot the passing of Dustin Diamond.
Cares? I was going to say there was a, hey, how dare you? Dustin Diamond, of course, passed away. His claim to fame was of being Screech on Saved by the Bell back in the 90s. He died of stage 4 cancer.
I don't know about a claim to fame.
Yeah, well, that was his claim to fame was being Screech on Saved by the Bell. It's a shame we lost him. I guess he had late stage 4 cancer. He got diagnosed, and it was pretty crazy.
Yeah,
so, was it crazy?
I mean, he didn't know he had it. So, I mean, he got diagnosed really late. So I guess that's what happened.
I heard the guy was like not really personable.
Well, I mean, that could be the truth, but I will say if that is the case, all of the in memories of from his fellow co-stars, like Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Mark Paul Gosselaar and, of course, Mario Lopez and even Tori Spelling and even Elizabeth Berkley have been very respectful and very kind to him. They left him behind. They kept it very, very classy. Todd's right. I thought he passed away a while ago.
Their little buddy.
Hal Holbrook passed away as well. Hal Holbrook is a great character actor. A lot of people remember him as the love interest of Dixie Carter in Designing Women. He's also in some amazing movies and made famous for a lot of his TV appearances and things like that as well. He passed away as well. Now, if I may.
Of the cancers?
I don't know. I think he was up there in age. I think he died of natural causes.
We should probably fight the cancers.
Since we're
already winning the war against the COVID.
I'm totally against cancer.
Oh, that might be cancer.
I'm definitely against it. I want to tell you that I finally had the opportunity to finish another game this weekend. Game from 2018 finally got finished.
Let's hear it.
Red Dead Redemption 2 finally finished it.
Really? Wow.
Yep, took me a while. RDR2 finally finished it, because the thing was is that, well, listen, not to spend too much time on it, I do know this. RDR2 was set up very differently from the very first RDR in the fact that I want to do all the side stuff before I do any of the main stuff. That's how I am, because I want to kind of get my guy, acclimated to my guy. That's what I kind of want to do. I want to make sure that he's OP enough. He has enough supplies and satchels, and he's got, he's leveling up his. So I finally got to, and I will say after playing it, it's I love going back to it, but I just never had that feeling that I was as free as I was in the original Red Dead Redemption. And I think that that was
a bird.
Yeah. No, I wasn't as free as a bird as I'd like to be.
My way.
Yeah. So that was a problem for me. But other than that, I really thought that the story was very well done. I know they wanted me to get to the story and get that done. But yeah, I finally finished that and it was worth it. It was definitely worth it.
Okay. Cool. Now you can focus on God of War and actually get that one done.
Yeah, I do actually have to get that done too. Maybe I can finally platinum that one. So yeah, that would be cool as well.
Oh, did you plat RDR2?
Bro, that is hard. That is super hard.
It's there. Oh, so you didn't finish it
then. Oh, shut your mouth. I finished the story. I'm trying to plat it. I'm trying to. I'm trying to real bad. So yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, also before I forget, this is for all of you wrestling geeks out there. Royal Rumble happened this weekend, this past Sunday, and we are now officially on the road to WrestleMania. So nice. Super exciting. I have to tell you, if you are, you know, a lot of people start following the wrestlings in during this time because this is the road to WrestleMania. Yeah. It was a fun WrestleMania. I have to tell you that Royal Rumble, excuse me. I thought that Bianca Belair won the Women's Royal Rumble. And then, of course...
That was more deserving.
I liked that a lot. And then Edge won the Men's Royal Rumble. And my favorite part of the show...
Oh, spoilers. I didn't even get to see it.
I know. And by the way... Dude. Sorry.
Fine then. This year for WrestleMania, we're all getting together and watching this together. All
right. And my favorite part of Royal Rumble this year... Was finally
was it who you picked?
No, well, to be honest, I didn't think Edge was going to win it. My guess was that it was going to be Roman Reigns.
No, so, you didn't random it.
Not Roman Reigns, but what I thought was going to happen was that Roman Reigns. I know he's champ. I thought Roman Reigns was going to lose the title. Mm-hmm. At Royal Rumble, and then enter into the Royal Rumble to get it back is what I thought was going to happen.
That's speculation stuff.
Totally speculation.
Random.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't. Okay. I didn't do any random picks this year. I didn't do any random picks because I watched it at home by myself.
Yeah, every year when we, it's tradition. Every year when we do Royal Rumble, we
pick numbers.
Pick numbers out of a hat. Numbers from 1 to 30.
1 to 30, and we pick up.
That's the guy you have to cheer on, regardless of who it is.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
Worst wrestler in the world.
That's right.
You have to cheer your heart out for them.
That's right. I agree. Okay. That was so much fun. So much fun.
No, it's not Todd. That's Cata Guy. Sorry.
Ron Cata Guy says Edge is still wrestling. Hey, how's Hulk Hogan doing? Is he still champ? Listen, Ron Cata Guy, you calm down over there, pal. Matter of fact, Edge is still wrestling. He came back from retirement because he wanted to end his career on his terms, and that is very laudable.
I'm still worried about him.
I'm telling you right now, my favorite thing.
How would they put him through a table?
They didn't do that, but they will.
Eventually.
Now he's out.
Seeing Goldberg lose his shirt was fantastic because I'm not a big Goldberg fan. So yeah. So anyway, if you're into the WrestleManias and the Royal Rumbles, we are on the road to WrestleMania. And for those of you that are fans, I want you to know that the WWE Network will not exist as of March 18th, 2021. Okay?
Dang.
Yeah.
They
are shutting down in the U.S. only. They are shutting down the WWE Network, and all of that content is going to be transferred over to the Peacock streaming service because NBC Universal purchased the WWE Network for approximately $1 billion over 5 years. So
that's a lot of content.
Yeah, that's a lot of content. So now you don't have to subscribe to the WWE Network anymore. You're going to have to subscribe to the Peacock Network come March 18th. So that means Peacock. We'll see WrestleMania on the new Peacock Network. And Peacock, of course, has The Office and has all of the NBC shows like the Chicago series and things like that. So something to look forward to if you are a wrestling fan.
And
so,
those great sitcoms.
And fantastic sitcoms. You know, so we'll see. But anyway, boys and girls, before we get out of here, anything else you'd like to add there, Kai or Foreman? Anything else before we get out of here?
I didn't know wrestling. I stopped watching wrestling for a while.
Well,
I don't know what was happening.
Ron Kataguy said Goldberg is still around. Isn't he like 80? Go, stop it, Ron. You're being a terrible person. He is not 80. I think he's in his 50s. And yes, he's still around because he has to wrestle once or twice a year for the next 2 years because he's under contract. Because
he's so jacked.
To the WWE. So yeah, anyway, yeah, there is no, for me, there's nothing else exciting to report. Anything from you, Kai?
Not really anime wise or anything like that. If you want to look up stuff, but other than that, no.
How about you, Format, no. Before we get out of here?
I have a hard drive.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, more importantly, what's on that hard drive?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Is it ungodly amount of porn on it?
Is that a replacement hard drive for something?
How much?
It's only 500 gigs.
Oh, that's it? Oh,
you can stick a lot.
Yeah, it's an old one.
Wow. What are you going to do with it?
I don't think Seagate makes Barracudas anymore.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Originally, I was just using it to balance my phone so it doesn't tip over.
Good idea. That's smart.
As far as any other news, any other information, man, I really wanted to dip into WandaVision this
week. I know you did.
So those of you that want to do like a bit of theory crafting with me, Google search the Darkhold and you'll know where I'm at with the WandaVision series.
If you Google the Darkhold, you better specify it.
Darkhold.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Hold.
Hold. Okay. Okay. I was going to say.
How about this? Google search Marvel Darkhold.
There you go. Okay, good. There you go. So Google search Marvel Darkhold.
And then you'll know exactly where my thought process is going with WandaVision.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about this when there are other guys that are as passionate about Marvel as you, Format. Matter of fact,
I'm not really passionate about Marvel so much as I am about, like the theory crafting. Like, I like trying to figure out the direction the show is going.
I can't... No, what I meant to say was I can't wait to hear how passionate you are about Marvel when you talk to Todd about it, is what I meant to say.
Oh, I'm sure he'll just shout me down and overtalk everything I say so I don't get a word in.
That's true.
And then Alika will see his door open and start shouting at Todd, and then they'll go back and forth and back and forth.
That's true.
And then Gannon will leave because he'll feel like he doesn't contribute anything to the show.
That's true.
And then
Wow.
Barry will call in and be like, why is Todd not doing his homework?
Yeah.
And then because Barry's on, A-Ron will call in and be like, oh, I'm part of the show now.
That's true.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. So listen.
That's how I see next week coming after I make multiple announcements that things have been pushed back for reshoot.
Well, do me a favor.
Todd wants to come on right now.
Wait, let me in on that. No, we're done, Todd.
It's the show. The show's done.
So, Format, do me a favor. Put all your thoughts on WandaVision on paper so that way, just in case.
Stuff it up his ass.
That you could do as well.
Because it's physically there.
Yeah. So I can't wait. Next week, we'll talk to Todd Bernardi and Gannon and Format and Kai and hopefully Alika about where WandaVision is, where WandaVision is going, and what we predict Wanda will be in the near future, because we will be 5 episodes deep next week.
It's only an 8-episode run, right?
Yeah, that's it. 8-episode run.
Then we go into Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, it's true. Multiverse of Madness, baby. I'm so excited. Anyway,
I love how Todd's trying to get into the show now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's too bad. He missed out. He missed his chance. He was too busy in the chat for how long? Now he wants to get in? No, he will not get in this time, but we will have him in next week. I hope school was good, Todd, so go do your homework, and then you're going to have to get ready for bed, okay? All right.
Brush your teeth and brush your hair.
Ew. Todd Bernardi says WandaVision is going up my butt. Not sure what that is or what that is in reference to, but okay if you think so.
Your wife's name is Nadia.
Yeah. That is true. Your wife's name is Nadia. Anyway. He's
knocking at the door.
No, he is. He's like, let me in. Hey, well, listen, I sent you an invite. You didn't answer it, so whatever. We are out of time. So until next week, boys and girls, all right, have a wonderful week. We'll be back here next week with more
Nerd Watch. Next week's show will be pushed back for reshoots.
It's quite possible. Hopefully we'll get a comic book list. We'll talk about Marvel's WandaVision, and Todd will be back to grace us with his presence. So for my good friends, Kai Kai, Format, and myself, G-Money, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you guys next time right here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.